workshop tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. It's a Zoom login. Separate Zoom meeting hosted by Representatives Terry Cortfriend and Lauren Carson on energy alternatives for Aquidneck Island at 6:30 tomorrow evening. And your weather word, partly sunny but cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff, including CPAs, CFPs, and CMAs, to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, celebrating 30 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
WADK Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Welcome you to We Are Open. Yes, it is our presentation here on WADK to just shine the spotlight on some good folks, some of your friends and maybe your best friends, local merchants who want to welcome you back. And we start out with our friend Sean Napolitano from A1 Roofing. Hey, Sean. Sean, are you there? I can hear your four-way flashers going. I know you're there somewhere. And he's on. See, I was hoping that we could talk to him on the roof, you see. And that would have been very, very cool. See, we used to have to have people come to the radio station and climb the stairs and all of that. Sean, are you there? I spoke too soon. And so I was thinking, as we were setting all of this up, I was thinking, wow, this would be great. You know, Sean can talk to us right from the roof. So this will be great. Hi, Sean, are you there? Well, later today, we'll have non-conversations with Ron and Pete Carty and with Garcia from Carl's Collision Center. All right. So looking forward to that. Sean, are you there? And it's all about We Are Open. See, he's so busy, you see. The business is booming so good. So we're, of course, spotlighting all of our great businesses who are open and want to welcome you. And in this case, in the case of Sean Napolitano, he comes to us. Right, Sean?
Yes, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Great, great pleasure to talk to you. And we're literally finding you on the job. So this is great stuff. Now, you know Sean Napolitano from A1 Roofing, but what you may not be aware of is he's got another great service that he provides, and that is dumpsters, which is really a real precious commodity these days, Sean. Tell us about that.
Well, there's not many things that people can really do right now, Bruce, but one of the things that they can do is they can throw stuff out and they can do home improvements and that kind of thing. And so I think that's where we've filled the void in the local market with the dumpster service that we started about 4 years ago.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, you are so right. I can't tell you the number of these things in my neighborhood that I see and that my neighbors have told me about getting one. So this could be a great, great thing. And well, it is a great thing because you're doing it. So tell us how it works.
Well, if somebody calls up 265-1019 and then they order a dumpster, and we're pretty timely about it too. That's what we really have worked on, which has enabled us to really grow with that business. Is we try to be very customer service oriented. So people call, and generally they'll get a dumpster within 4 hours, and we bring it to their house and we'll put it down on wooden planks so it doesn't scar their driveway, which is the only company that does that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when we pick it up, the guys have a blower and they blow out underneath and clean it up and take the dumpster and off it goes.
Wow. That's great. And you're really kind to our driveways, our sidewalks, our patios, and our yards. That's great. Sean, do they come in different sizes?
They do. We have 8-yard, 10-yard, 15-yard, and 20-yard. So we have 4 different sizes.
Tell me what size works best for a particular job. If I'm cleaning out a basement or an attic, what size do I need for that?
Generally, most homeowners will go with a 10 or a 15-yarder.
Okay.
We find that our contractors like the 20-yarders because they can get more in there.
Sure.
And then for the really tight spots, which we have a lot of in Newport.
For sure.
We have the 8-yarder, which is 6 feet wide. So it can make it into all the tight little alleyways and stuff for the most part.
Oh, Newport. Yeah. I'm thinking of some of those little teeny tiny driveways. It's a challenge to turn around in one of those with a little car. I can't imagine dropping a dumpster in one of those, but you figured it out. That's excellent. So how far in advance do we have to order one of these, Sean?
Generally 4 hours.
Oh,
wow. We can get it there. Yeah. There's certain days where we find that there's a lot of activity, and that's generally Fridays. And it seems like the later we get into Friday afternoon, the busier we get.
Well, everybody looks in their garage and they say, all right, I can't go another week with this. So, or they're getting some inspiration from someone else in the household. You know, if you don't get this clean. So great stuff. So how do we get one?
You just call 265-1019, and then Paul Cicilline takes the call, and he's the dispatcher for all the dumpsters and all things dumpsters, you know? So he'll make the arrangements with you. He's very courteous. He'll ask if there's any special conditions that we need to be aware of, and then he'll schedule to ship a dumpster out to you.
Fantastic. Well, that is just all of that, and it's going to be terrific. And all we need to know. So it's going to be great. So again, give us the number to call.
265-1019.
265-1019 it is. All right. Well, that is excellent. And it's another great service from A1 and Sean Napolitano. And boy, I'll tell you, you've just thought of everything. So that is a fantastic thing. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Anytime, Sean. Sean Napolitano, A1 Roofing. And, yes, we're open in that we've got trucks around and we'll come to you. And, of course, perfectly safe and distanced and all of that stuff. So no worries there. Sean, thanks very, very much indeed. Well, we're going to speak with Nairobi in just a little bit. And then we're going to talk with Carl Garcia from Carl's Collision in just a little bit in today's edition of Yes, We're Open. And we'll check the bridge traffic in just a second as well. So the other big news of the day, first of all, Governor Raimondo's Governor Raimondo's weekly coronavirus presser will be on Thursday instead of tomorrow this week. And so it's a last minute change. So the governor will speak on Thursday. Of course, some anxious moments waiting for that because we don't know if there will be widespread restrictions and lockdowns and things like that. We certainly hope not. So in the meantime, let's talk traffic here. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. And right now on the Newport-Pell Bridge, not looking too bad right at the moment. We're slow eastbound approaching the 3rd Street overpass. The exit ramps run well, Connell and Kalpas. And we're slow in each direction through the toll plaza out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, which is looking good at the moment. You've got that right lane restriction going west at both ends of the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Up on the Mount Hope Bridge, you're looking fine at last report, and so we'll check it all again for you coming up in less than half an hour. We check the bridges every 30 minutes or less all morning long and through the midday. It's Yes, We're Open, and we have some slots available for the coming weeks. So if you would like to have just a whole bunch of people hear about what you have and what you're doing and hear your voice, it's reassuring to hear your voice. It really is, as a business person. Don't minimize that. It would be terrific to have your voice join us here on WADK. So the thing to do is to get a hold of one of us, Bob Angel, Bruce Newberry, Jane Ruggiero, Dolores Bauer, Bonnie Gomes, anybody. And we will be happy to talk to you about including your business in Yes, We're Open Woohoo. Oh, I'm kidding about the woohoo part. Come on. Lighten it up a little bit. And we'll continue with more of our friends in just a minute. Holidays at the Newport Mansions will be more spectacular than ever this year with Sparkling Lights at the Breakers, our new outdoor experience. The Breakers and its landscape will be awash in thousands of festive colored lights, 28 spruce trees glittering and glowing. The Breakers facade bathed in color. Peek through the windows at Santa's workshop inside. Holiday music will fill the air. Bring your family for this new holiday tradition. Sparkling Lights at the Breakers, November 21st through January 10th. For more, visit NewportMansions.org.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans, who we honor and thank this month. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from the VA. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal identification information, charity scams, phony rebate offers, and more. Be on guard. The VA will not request personal information by phone, text, or email. Use sites such as CharityNavigator.org before donating and trust your instincts. If it sounds too good to be true, you know the rest. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. If you're a caregiver watching after a veteran, you may have a role to play as well. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Keep up to date on the latest scams and sign up for free watchdog alerts from AARP.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic Southeastern Pit barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Your friendly officers here at Arrest a Pest serve and protect area homes, families, and businesses. Arrest a Pest has been providing the fix since 1986. No matter the pest, it ends in arrest. Arrest a Pest today. Call 738-3766. Pests, you detest them and we arrest them. Hey, who loves you, baby? ArrestAPest.com. 738-3766.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you're not informed, then you're out of the loop.
On air and online.
And if you're out of the loop, you have no idea what's going on.
WADK.com.
Thanks for joining us today. We are open, and it is a pleasure to welcome Nairobi Ron and Pete Carty from Carty's, of course. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
I am good. How are you guys? Ron and Pete, we talked, seems like months ago, and it was at least months ago, but it was another world. How are you guys doing? Everything okay?
We're doing great. It's we're working very hard. We've got all of our stores open, and we're looking for a great holiday season.
There you go. And we're looking for one with you. Absolutely right. So how are you navigating things these days? Definitely you're open. All the stores are open. What do we find?
Yeah. Well, we've bought a lot of plexiglass. I mean, we have all of the protective measures in place. We are constantly cleaning. We were doing that anyway, but I mean, it's at a much higher level now. So our stores are safe. We count, people coming in and out, so we know exactly how many people are in our buildings, and we keep it to a safe capacity year-round, actually, but especially now during this COVID situation. We have a very good environment in that there's plenty of social distancing within our big boxes for people to come in and shop and feel comfortable and do what they need to do. We're open every day of the week to do it.
There you go. You know, I never thought of it. That's kind of an advantage to having a big box, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Space-wise, we've got a lot of room. And as our mom says, it's a lot of furniture to polish in that big box. So there's good and bad. But the good part is, a lot of selection for people to see. And there's a lot of social distancing space. So even with the requirements that are out there for social distancing, our stores come well within any requirements that are needed because of the vast size of the stores.
There we go. Hey, I just thought of something. You guys actually have a unit of measure. Stay a couch's distance away.
Pretty much.
Right?
So, an average, even a love seat could be about 5.5 to 6 feet, depending on the size and the shape of it. So whether you're a couch or a love seat in between you, or a sweater's arm distance, that's all you need.
There you go. That's all you need. Well, of course, we're still in good humor, and it's great to hear your smiles through your masks and here on the radio and all of that. We know that you guys are smiling at us, and we can use that more than ever, really, believe that. And it's great. So all the staff and all of your associates are doing well?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. And, every once in a while you get a little scared, but for the most part, we've been very fortunate, and we encourage it. And, we talk about it every day and try to keep everyone in check. So when we've had any questions, we kept them out of the facility. And thank God so far we've been very fortunate and haven't had to deal with any major issues, and we hope we don't.
Well, that is fantastic. You were telling me you actually have some of your team members working from home.
Absolutely do. We have several people. We've always had people that work from home, to be honest with you. And now it's stepped up to a different level. But we've had that going on now for several years. But we do have some people now that work from home that did not before. So we've got that going on throughout the company. Obviously, other than in departments where physical presence is necessary.
Of course.
Like a distribution center or something like that.
Well, that's it. And it's amazing how it's worked out. It's productive. Things are getting done. And it all has to do with the team members' attitudes, doesn't it? And that goes back to you guys in the company atmosphere.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, Bruce. It's really everyone's attitude and approach to it. As Ron mentioned, we've been doing this for years. We've had team members that are fantastic at what they do, but over life's course, especially in Rhode Island, a lot of people like to go to Florida. So we've had some people that moved to Florida, and we supported that, and we love that. We just hated to see them go, and they didn't want to leave the company. but we don't have a presence down there as far as a store, but they actually work remotely for us, and they've been doing it for years. So a lot of times customers will call in, be talking to one of our team members in Florida, and they think they're talking to them, you know, in one of our stores in Rhode Island.
There you go.
So it's, the technology is wonderful, and you're absolutely right. As long as everyone has the right team attitude to do the right thing for the customer, because if you take care of your customer, then everything else works, then, yeah, that's what this has shown us in a lot of ways, that working remotely and all the things that go along with it can be fruitful for everyone.
Well, there you go. And that comes from the top. I mean, we've been spending the morning talking about a particular company and company cultures and things like that. And not because you guys are on the phone and we love you and everything, but, you know, it really comes from the top. And you wouldn't have had the success and be the story of success in Rhode Island without a winning attitude, quite frankly. I mean, it sounds trite, but it's true.
Well, you have to win. Nobody wants to lose. No matter what level it's at, minor leagues, major leagues, everything in between, everyone wants to win.
That's it.
So you got to, whatever level that is, then you got to make it happen.
Well, that's it. We're talking to Ron Picardi. And when you talk about everybody, when you talk about winning, you talk about everybody winning. And you've always been about championing a lot of people, and you're involved in tremendous causes. And that has certainly not let up one bit, and we count on you. Everybody's counting on everybody more than ever before. Tell us what you're working on in terms of your works out there in the community. What projects are closest to you these days, Ron and Pete?
Well, Toys for Tots is starting off. It's actually already started. So we are collecting that in person, and they can bring in their toys to any of our locations, and we have the toy boxes out. In their factory coverings, we don't want them wrapped in holiday or Christmas paper, but we want to be able to tell what it is, but keep it in its factory sealed condition.
Uh-huh.
Bring it into any one of our stores, and we'll make sure it gets to the Marines, because the U.S. Marines have been doing this for decades, and they do a phenomenal job, and they're doing it again this year.
There you go. And again, one of those things that is more important than ever. So if you can help out with Toys for Tots, Ron and Pete, Nairobi would love to be able to do that. What else is going on with you guys?
Well, you know, the other thing, this time of year, a Trinity Repa Christmas Carol,
yes,
is a huge Rhode Island tradition. And they do a fabulous job. Kirk Columbus, Tom Parrish, Kate Brandt over there, they're the ones spearheading this year's A Christmas Carol online. So it's free. It's to everyone. All you need to do is register at trinityrep.com/carol. And the info is on our website. But it's going to be a great, great show. They're going to announce it today that the show will open on the 17th of December and run through the 10th of January. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. They've really done a great job making this magical for everyone to view at home. So it's again, like you said, Bruce, it's a way to reinvent what we're doing today, but still bring the community together with a wonderful holiday tradition.
It's amazing how that has really happened and has taken hold, and people have turned out for it. The only thing I wish we could all do is to get some applause to these performers, because that's the only thing that I feel bad that they're missing out on, because we love what they're doing so much. But I appreciate you breaking the news there that Trinity Reps A Christmas Carol online is going to open on December 17th, and the announcement's coming out today. And it's going to run through the January 10th, and you'll be able to watch, everybody be able to watch it at home. So maybe you haven't seen Trinity Reps A Christmas Carol in many, many years, and I think I'm one of them. So I'm looking forward to it. Always a great, great thing. And of course, Cardi's a great part of that for so many years. How long have you all been involved with the Christmas Carol at Trinity Rep?
Probably about 25 years now.
Wow.
And then there was a little skip in time. And then before that, it was probably about 3 years before that. So 28 years probably total. It seems to go by so quick, like in the blink of an eye.
Right.
But we've been involved with many different artistic directors at the Trinity. They are world class, do a fabulous job. And not only with, you know, A Christmas Carol and the wonderful plays that they put on, but also in helping educate our children. Obviously, right now is a different time, but it will get back to that, where they have in-person classes,
yes,
with students of varying abilities to help them, and also to teach them about the wonderful careers they can have in acting. And it's just unbelievable. You know, when you've got, the Jenkins family here in Rhode Island, mm-hmm, who are wonderful actors and been in movies throughout, Hollywood's biggest hits, yet are right here in Rhode Island and working at Trinity. It's amazing the talent that comes through Trinity and is right here in our backyard.
For sure. And we'll get back to that, where that'll be learned. Right now it's virtual, but it'll come back in person sooner, we hope. And it looks like we may actually get the answer to some of these prayers very, very soon. Well, terrific. Anything that we, any place that we can go to find out exactly what you all are up to there in Nairobi?
Yes, you can go right on our website at cardies.com. And there's a button there for community involvement and events that they can click on, and it'll take them right to all the details.
All right. Well, you stay safe. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Great holiday. Merry Christmas.
Same
if I don't
you.
Talk to you. And it has been great having you with us, and thanks for being part of We Are Open. We appreciate the support very much. All the best to you.
Our best name to you. Thank you, Bruce, for having us. Much appreciated.
Thanks, guys. It's been great. Thank you. Rana P. Cardy, Nairobi. And Cardy's is bringing you We Are Open here on WADK. Always great to talk to the boys. Yeah, I'll check that out. Gosh, I'm trying to think of the last time I saw Christmas Carol at Trinity Rep. So I'm in. And you can be in, too. They're going to announce it today. They're going to open, and we just heard it. Kind of broke the news here. And we appreciate Ron and Pete for whooping that on us today. The 17th is when the 2020 edition of A Christmas Carol with Trinity Rep. Always a holiday classic. Fantastic. All right, one more to go. We're going to speak with our friend Carl Garcia from Carl's Collision, and we'll do that just ahead. We are open. We do it every Tuesday in this hour here on WADK.
WADK weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Newport Yacht Interiors accommodates the global yachting community. They provide exceptional interior design services and custom fabricated yacht interiors. Contact owner Cheryl DeGennaro at cheryl@newportyachtinteriors.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this business of the week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road, or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway, or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
A1 Roofing and Construction, Coastal Foot and Ankle, Newport Mansions, People's Credit Union, and UG Nason.
absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
Give your gently used clothing a new life outside a landfill and help fund Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island's mission. Drop off items at their 1431 West Main Road Middletown location or schedule a free pickup today at bigsri.org.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo, virtual of course, Saturday, December 5th, featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great the spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
Yes, we are. It's the name of the hour here, and it's the name of the spotlight that we're shining on some of our local merchants who want to tell you how they would love to see you back. And joining me on the line is Carl Garcia from Carl's Collision Center. Carl, nice to have you with us.
Great. Love to be with you guys. Thank you for the opportunity to let everyone know that we're open, and we've been open right through this pandemic because, unfortunately, transportation is part of the essential needs. So even during, March and the early part of the pandemic, we've been open, but we're still there. We're taking a lot of precautions. All the cars, when they come in, we are cleaning them up with sanitizer to make sure that we're not spreading anything. And before mm-hmm. anyone picks up their vehicle, we also do another, pass with some, products that are designed to kill any possible COVID infections or anything like that.
Sure.
So we are open and we are taking as many necessary precautions as we can.
Well, there you go. Now, you have two locations. You're in Newport and then you're in Fall River. Tell us where you're located.
So my original store is at 1591 Bay Street, Fall River, Massachusetts. I like to say we're right next door to Gold Medal Bakery on Bay Street. And, I've been in the body shop business my whole life. My father started the auto body business in 1961.
Wow.
It was another partnership. And then Carl's became Carl's in 1994. And, we've always been in the Fall River area. But I'm originally from Portsmouth. So I grew up in Portsmouth. And, even growing up in Portsmouth, a lot of my father's business came from Aquitnik Island. So when we had the opportunity to open a second location right inside of Barry's, I jumped at the opportunity of, putting a little part of ourselves into the Aquitnik Island area. So it's great to, have the home shop in Fall River and to have the second location in Newport located right inside of Barry's.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really an art of what you do to be able to take something that is damaged and look, it's part our baby and part our transportation, and boy, it gets banged up in a fender bender, or hopefully won't be too much worse. But, you look at it and you say, hey, we're going to fix this. We're going to replace this. We're going to put this panel on, and you're back like new. And it's an amazing thing. How do you keep up with all of the technology?
Well, we invest a lot in technology at Carl's. We are certified by many of the major manufacturers. So we are constantly sending people to school. And each and every manufacturer, whether it's Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Volvo, they all have different requirements for what you need for training. So we are constantly spending money and sending people away for training pre-COVID. Now a lot of people are doing we're doing a lot of online training.
Right.
The different car manufacturers, Honda just came out and did a, you know, a recertification. Ford came to buy the shop. They did a recertification just to make sure, you know, we know what we're doing on today's modern vehicles. I don't think, you know, today's car is not what it was 5 years ago. I mean, this, they have many self-driving technologies. They have lane departure warning. I mean, heck, some of them will take over the wheel if you're about to swerve into someone.
That's right.
So when a car gets into an accident, you need to make sure it's repaired correctly and that the technology that you bought is going to get fixed the correct way after a collision. So we spend a lot of time in training to make sure that we know what we're doing with today's new vehicles.
It's really interesting that you say that, because that has to be, I mean, that has to be right. The, from a simple backup camera to, as you say, some of these sensors that will pull you out of harm's way. Still in all, things happen. Cars get dented and bashed up and things. And now you've got to put it back and repair the technology the way that it was. So, wow, you've become something other than just an auto body man. You can't fix a navigation system with Bondo.
Yeah, no, I mean, one of our lines, our catch lines many years ago was, you know, we wanted to be where old school craftsmanship meets modern day technology. And we're really there. I mean, we're constantly investing into new equipment. I mean, I have some incredibly new spray booths that we've purchased from Italy that will be the first of their kind installed in America.
No kidding.
Which will really... they're all about, you know, drying the new paint in the correct way. But most importantly, they're as environmentally friendly as you can get in the painting business. So, I mean, I looked long and far to find these equipment, and they'll be the first ones in the United States. And we're going to hopefully be installing them after the first of the year. We have to bring a crew over from Italy to actually install them.
Wow.
And we've got three new spray booths that are going to be coming up that will be really the next generation of painting equipment. And then we have, you know, for frame equipment, we're so far cutting edge on that. With, you know, we believe a lot in jigging vehicles as opposed to old school brute force of repairing the car. We believe more in finesse and repairing a car like it was built on a jigging system.
Hmm. So interesting. Now, the environmental aspects of all of this must be something that you have to deal with as much as the technology. Are you under some new restrictions these days with things like paint and spraying paint in the air and things like that? What's that like?
So a lot of the new restrictions probably came out about 10 years ago. We've embraced them 10 years ago, and we're constantly on the cutting edge. And, you know, I constantly look to Europe at some of the newer technology as far as environmentally friendliness. And believe it or not, right now, some of the strongest regulations on the environmentally friendliness really comes out of Western Europe.
No kidding.
And we're looking at some of the products that they're using there. And I've brought them to America, and I've been using them in the shop, and they're really amazing products, and they really are built thinking about the environment.
Isn't that interesting? That's where the advances are coming from over there. It's so interesting. Well, if whatever our issue is, how can we bring our dented car to you and ask you to make it all better for us? How do you fix our boo-boos, Carl?
So we're available. Just give, you know, obviously everyone Googles, you know, Google Carl's Collision Center. We'll pop right on up. If you want to call us, you can call 508-675-5422. That's the number at the Fall River location. And, you know, they can definitely point you in the right directions. The phone systems are really good. They all link with one another. And, you know, it's just really great to have the ability to, you know, work from both locations. And, you know, it's really been a great opportunity.
Well, it's great to have you there and have that expertise and peace of mind. So that's what you're in, the peace of mind business. So, hey, things are going to happen no matter how advanced the technology of the car is, as we've been hearing from Carl. And however new or however not so new your car is, Carl knows it and can make it like it never happened, right? Carl?
No, absolutely. I mean, our goal is to, you know, is to make your problems disappear. You know, I constantly joke about that with my kids. You know, I mean, our goal is really to try to, you know, hopefully make you forget about an accident. So if you have a boo-boo or a big collision, just reach out to us. You know, our 800 number is 800-624-4051. And that will connect you right to our Newport store. And, you know, just give us a call, and before you know it, you can forget about your little boo-boo.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you. Thanks very, very much. Great. So glad that you're open and that you are still getting it done for us, and we appreciate it. Carl's Collision, Carl Garcia. Thanks very much, Carl.
Thank you.
All right. All the best to you. Thanks again. And we are open. There you have it right there. And we do it every Tuesday in this hour, talking to some local merchants who want you to know that they're there for you. Carl's Collision, Nairobi, Cardi's, and of course, A1 Roofing and that dumpster service with Sean Napolitano. And if you would like to be included, if you would like us to talk to you, spend some time and hear your story, happy to have you get in touch with us. Just reach out to any of us here at WADK, and we are more than happy to tell the world that you are open. Yeah, and we'll even throw in an extra woo-hoo at no extra charge. It is time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. In the midday, we've got a decent ride on the Newport Pell Bridge. The slow spots are not... Actually, they're clearing up. Yes, just wanted to double check. And yeah, we're looking good now over that 3rd Street overpass in both directions. Slow spots at mid-span just before and after the construction zone. Toll plaza's running well in both directions. You are down to one lane as you head westbound over the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, but the rest of it, other than occasionally slow traffic on the Jamestown side, doing pretty well westbound and clear and trouble-free eastbound. So 6-7 minutes from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits going east, and could be a minute or two added to that heading west. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking good, best it's looked all day end to end, and the Saconnet River Bridge, a speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and you. We check it every 30 minutes all morning long and right into the midday on WADK.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's, big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs, small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
In every season, there's always a good reason to stop by Fifth Ward Liquor. Seth is always on the lookout for great new features while maintaining a super selection and sensational savings. Now in stock, Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale, Bud Light Platinum Seltzer Variety Packs, Harpoon Dunkin' Donuts IPA, and Rock Hill Farm Single Barrel Bourbon. Fifth Ward has Jefferson Reserve Bourbon, $57.99. Also in stock, $17.92 Full Proof Bourbon. Look for 888 Vodka on sale, $23.99. Religion Blanco Tequila, $43.99. Gordon's Gin 175s, $20.99. And Canadian Club Whiskey 175s, $25.99. All this and so much more at Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thames. Curbside service still available and free delivery to Aquidneck Island and Jamestown. 847-4545.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
Every Monday through Friday, tune into The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horn, from 4 to 5 p.m. I'll be covering all the latest sports news, scores, and rumors during your rush hour drive.
So every week from 4 to 5, make sure to listen on AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com and stay up to date with your favorite sports.
With all of the stress in the world, the last thing you need to worry about is what to do after a car accident. That's why you call Carl's Collision Center. We have two convenient locations in Newport and Fall River and make the whole process easy. When you choose Carl's Collision, you can trust your vehicle is in the right hands. Our technicians are trained by many of the manufacturers with certifications from Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Ford, and many others. Carl's Collision Center is building it new all over again. Visit us at carlscollision.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that moment in time, her life changes forever. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime.
Stay up to date with all your sports news by listening to The Big Ticket with Teddy Horan on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So this is interesting. As we check the corona numbers for the past few days, they have not changed that much. So it'll be interesting to see if the mainstream media in this state grabs onto this and treats it the same way as they do when the numbers are up by hundreds and there have been 6,000, 8 million, 27, whatever. Here's the way that the Channel 12 guy is reporting it, Eli Sherman. Rhode Island's average daily cases declined today for the first time in 3 weeks, which is a fact. 605 positive cases today, 9,700 tests. So it's an adequate number of tests. The positivity rate, now he says the positivity rate remains high. However, the positivity rate dropped a full percentage point from yesterday and actually is just up slightly. It's virtually flat from the weekend. It's 6.2 right now. It was 5.9 from the weekend. Now, in terms of those kind of statistical wobbles that happen day to day. Oh, we had 6,000 people that all of a sudden showed up. Actually, and I'm not seeing any mention of this in Sherman's report, the number of positive tests yesterday went down by 20. How does that happen? Did they have false positives? We don't know. We're never told. But when the statistics came out, when the numbers came out at noon yesterday, it was 481. It is now 461 on the Department of Health's website. And there are 7 more cases from Saturday, from Friday rather, and 20 some odd more cases from Sunday. The tests, the number of tests, which you never hear mentioned, only on WADK, they're great. Well, we found all of these positive cases. And we also found 1,000 more tests, but we never hear about that. Because if the cases went up and the tests stayed the same, the rate would go up and that would be cause for alarm. But you never quite hear it reported that way either, if you noticed. Imperfect system, to say the least. Anyway, on Friday, 15 more tests, 13 more tests, 2 more tests on Saturday, and about 100 and some odd more tests on Sunday. So again, not really enough to make the needle move, nor to get the fearmongers going. So, but what does the media glom onto? Whatever the high figure is, so they can find a high figure in deaths from Saturday. So we make sure we point that out. It's just we deserve better. And we deserve not to be frightened. And we deserve not to be in this perpetual state of fear. But that's all they have. So that's it. Brown University has just announced it will return to level 1 status starting tomorrow. online instruction for undergraduate and graduate students, and stricter guidelines for many activities. Again, look what the governor of Vermont did. Called them out. You're going out and getting drunk and then going home and breathing on your family and infecting your family. That's what he said, and that's what's happening. And it must be spelled out. This can't be a shaming bit of business. I almost got into it with the superintendent of schools yesterday. And I actually said, isn't there some point at which personal responsibility must be taken? Well, no, no, we can't talk about it like that. And that's the problem. So there is a more positive aspect to this so that we don't get scolded all the time. And that is, and this seems to be, this may be something that the governor is working on, because it was kind of floated around yesterday. It was leaked to one of the TV reporters. Instead of clamping down and shutting down everything, what may come to pass is that you will be able to go and get a test and be able to get some kind of an immediate test. It may not be entirely reliable, but it will at least give you some idea. And because what the finding is where people are getting tested and see the results of their tests, especially where they see positive results of tests in their own group, in their own workplace, in their own little environment, that causes behavior to change. So, oh, gee, my neighbor came up positive. I better wear my mask. Simple as that. So peer pressure seems to work that way. So that appears to be, at least that's one trial balloon that was floated yesterday. So don't be surprised if you hear the governor come out with some type of a form of that on Thursday when she speaks. She is not going to speak tomorrow. She is going to speak on Thursday. Then she will speak the following Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. After that, the briefings go to Thursdays. They should go to more often. That should be happening. We should also be seeing statistics on weekends. Those should be happening as well. Again, without those, it is making it more difficult for people who are not going to get driven by fear, and that's going to be everybody pretty soon, to respond. Because the data appears not to be trustworthy. And in turn, the person giving the data appears to be not trustworthy. What are you hiding? Why aren't you being forthcoming with this? And then it gets called something that it isn't really, such as political. It isn't political. It's human nature. We're all human. But we can't live in fear. And we can't live in fear of getting ill. We can't live in fear of our economy shutting down. So that has to change, or else we don't go anywhere. Lieutenant Governor McKee and the Small Business Coalition today sent letters to Governor Raimondo and members of the General Assembly urging a collaborative effort to provide additional relief to small businesses before the state's CARES Act fund expires on December 30th. He's done that before. Dan McKee will be with us on Thursday in the Business of Greater Newport, by the way. And tomorrow, we'll have Lars, we'll have Martha, we'll have Dr. Robert Eckel, a prominent Heart Association and Diabetes Association medical volunteer, and the daily numbers and all of the rest as we are with you from 9 until 1. The governor on Thursday, Bruce Newberry. I'll see you tomorrow.